Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Felix Mantilla. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hefner. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Hefner. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive towards short. Bresud catches it and throws to first to double up Aparicio. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Schilling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone strikes out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Schilling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Hefner moves to second. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powell moves to third. Valentine moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Mantilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. Yastrzemski moves to third. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair strikes out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown is hit by the pitch. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNally bunts towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-1 in the game. Bresut hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Bresut reaches second base with a double. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bresut scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bob Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brown for a passed ball. Tillman moves to second. Bob Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tillman moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Mantilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bresut takes first base on ball 4. Clinton moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tillman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hefner is called out on strikes. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mantilla. The throw from Brown and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-3 in the game. Schilling hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Smith pinch hits for Dave McNally. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Mantilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Herm Starrett now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Malzone moves to third. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bresut hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Hefner covering, for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. Gentile is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.